Right now on the track, we are joined by Paige Gammon of Clarksville, going on to state the automatic qualifier in the 100-meter dash, as they call it. They have it, the 100-meter run online, but it's the dash because it's a quick run. Paige Gammon, your champ, 13.39 seconds. Paige, just kind of talk about that run. Where does it in comparison to your PR?
Yeah, definitely the wind had something to do with it tonight. Really pushed us back, so I couldn't do my full potential, but I feel like I still gave it my all, like running through the wind and everything.
Were you running north, though, or were you running south?
That
way is south.
South, right?
Yeah, if you're running south, then yeah, that is tough. So if you're running that way, okay.
South.
That's why your time was a little bit short, because you're going against the wind. So talk about the competition there, too, that you face in the 100-meter dash.
Yeah. My teammate, Emily, she pushes me really hard, like in practice. We just compete, I guess you could say, and just push each other to get better. So I look forward to that every time we run.
And Paige, I know you're also involved in the long jump. You're fourth there. Emily was third. I'll get to you in just a moment, Emily. But just kind of talk about them. What other events beside those two are you involved in, or were you involved in today?
Yeah, I'm involved in the long jump. It went pretty well. Not my best, but still good for tonight. I do the open two, and then we're in the 4x1, which is going to be exciting for us.
And Paige, finally, what does preparation look like between now and a week from now when you're down at state in that 100-meter dash?
Block starts, still pushing, me and Emily pushing each other, and just good rest and eat good.
All right, very good. Thanks for joining us, Paige, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And if you could just stay around real quick, I want to interview Emily Van Warren here real quick, from Clarksville. Emily, you were third in both the 100-meter dash. You just were off a tenth of a second from the top spot by your teammate Paige. Then you also finished third in the girls' long jump, 15 feet, 11 and 3/4 inches. Just kind of talk about your events here, Emily.
So long jump, it went okay. I'm feeling pretty good about it. And then I guess the wind, like Paige said, really affected the 100, so we'll just wait and see, but I still ran my hardest.
What was the competition like for you in both those, the 100-meter dash and the long jump?
We knew going into it that there was going to be good competition. You know, just trying to strive to do your best, even though if you won't get first, just still trying to push myself so I can go off time and go off distance.
You have these two events. What others are you involved with?
The 4x2 and the 4... Oh, not the 4x2, sorry. Open 2 and 4x1.
Well, Emily, thanks a lot for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.